Wait, really?
Idiosyncrasies. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon. And joining us again this week is Maggie, also known as Trash Mango.
Let's go. So, what got involved in that recording? So,
wait, what?
Did the boner supplements get involved?
The boner? What? The what?
The gamer supplements.
No, that was not in the. It's not in there.
Damn it. That would have been amazing if that.
Yeah, you gotta stop talking content like while we're waiting.
It just happens. It just happens.
He just is the content.
He just is the content.
I was saying that my extra exfoliating foot cream was right next to my allergy.
No, right next by.
Right next by. Right next to the Best Buy. Right. To my gamer subs, and then Maggie was saying that I have problems with my boner, and I.
That is not what I said.
That's exactly what she said.
That is not what I said.
You immediately just went into it's a common problem in men my age. You made it about your boner.
Nah, that was all Maggie.
You made it about your boner.
Come on, dude, you're supposed to be on the table.
That's gonna be a fucking. That's gonna be a shirt. Idiosyncrasies. You made it about your boner.
Oh,
actually, you know what? Fuck it. That's the title of the episode.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go. Speaking of gaslighting,
my original, what's it called? Merch. Idiosyncrasies.
Yep.
So I don't think I've ever actually shown it. I have right there on my laptop.
I have
right next to the Best Buy.
Next to the Best Buy.
It's the next buy.
And the Tom and Jerry sticker.
Yeah, that was definitely Tom and Jerry, buddy.
Yeah.
No notes. That was correct.
All right, before we get... He pointed to a sticker that was...
Jerry and Morty.
Jerry and Morty?
Yeah, it's his dem.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. All right, before we get too much farther into this, let's... go over the music we want to shout out this week. Maggie,
yeah,
you can kick us off. Oh, right, yeah. that thing we do every Thursday night at 8 p.m.
Number one, something that's been stuck in my head, like, for 2 weeks now. Tipsy by Jaquan, but specifically the radio mix.
Not the club mix?
Not the club mix, because he says, in this bitch, and it just doesn't sound as good as everybody in the club getting tipsy, where it's everybody in this bitch getting tipsy. That's like, it doesn't sound as good.
Dude, everyone is in the bitch.
Everyone is in the bitch.
And everyone in the bitch is getting tipsy.
Getting tipsy.
Can
we make a Jaquan song as white as possible?
Yeah.
That's just a Jaquan song.
We just have to say it. Enemy by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, the misery.
With Jid or without Jid?
Without Jid. Sorry, Jid.
Jid will fucking remember enemy. This. We're going to have Jid on the podcast next week to discuss this.
Yeah, he's like my best friend.
It's like that fucking, have you guys seen on TikTok?
He's my best friend.
But it's like the CG5, like a creator on TikTok called CG5. Mm-hmm. There's like, somebody's like, everybody always tells me that I sound like CG5, so I got in touch with him through a friend of a friend of a friend, and he actually lives right next to me. He's like, that's what's going to happen.
That's crazy.
We just...
Yeah, go to church with him.
Yeah, we go to church with Jid.
Oh, the misery.
Every single person is my enemy. All right, your last song, Mickey?
Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu.
Some anime shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not Kickback by Will Stetson.
No.
I can say that name.
My favorite song.
Kickback by Ken.
I might have added one of those songs to a D&D playlist. Actually, hold on. Let me check my D&D playlist real quick.
Okay, yeah, we're listening to some like some relaxing.
Okay, no, we're good.
Like,
we're good. It's some
relaxing like Witcher soundtrack, and then all of a sudden some Vocaloid shit just comes. Yeah.
Okay, but none of the songs I've put on have sounded like that.
God, why it's, I still have fucking Club Penguin Pizza Parlor in Let's my go. Recent searches.
Let's fucking go.
It's literally my top three Let's searches. Club Penguin Pizza Parlor, Club Penguin OST, Divorced Dad Rock.
That is just Club Penguin Pizza Parlor.
Who's on the Divorced Dad Rock playlist? Is that like Stained?
Yeah, that's like Stained, Puddle of Mud, Rob Zombie, 3 Days Grace.
Let's go, dude.
You know, Rob Zombie actually used to live in a town.
No shit, really?
That's cool. Anyways.
No, that's adjacent to mine. Like, literally, Derulo. I could drive 5 minutes and be near where Rob Zombie lived. But he lived near a skate park, and he actually, like, put in a noise complaint about the skate park. And everybody was like, you're
fucking dude, you're Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
You're not.
You're the one burning through the witches.
Yeah, through the slams in the back of my
Dragon.
Dude, oh, Thunder Road 75 or whatever that song is.
All right,
Living Dead Girl? Come on. Anyways.
Your songs. We've gotten way off track already.
I'm going to do.
Your mom.
Okay. I'm gonna do, yeah, you better be. Traveling by the Jeremy Spencer Band. You might like that a lot, Trey. It's very,
like a javelin.
Yeah, anyways.
Traveling?
Is this because I'm a woman?
Mm-hmm. You got it. You got
you
the
got
band.
It.
Doing the nail polish. Is it because I'm a woman?
By the Jeremy Spencer Band?
Yes.
I just keep getting Traveling Man.
Yeah, Traveling Man.
There it
man.
Is. Okay.
Whoa. Traveling Man. That's a good song, too. Not adding that. My second song is Pandora for Cindy by the Cocktail Twins. Banger song. I was listening to that at 5 in the morning the other day. That's really good.
What are you doing at 5 in the morning?
Listening to Pandora for Cindy.
You,
but
no, sorry, you're right. You did just say that.
I did just fucking say that.
Why were you awake?
Yeah, that
because I. How could I be asleep listening to the Cocktail Twins?
All right, you know what? Fuck it. Your next song.
Anyways, my third song is "King of the Hill" by Thundercat.
Not "King of the Road" by Roger Miller.
No, "King of the Hill."
Not "King of the Hill" theme by the Refreshments.
That's a good song.
King of the Hill by Thundercat.
That's all the right. guy that's in Star Wars. He's in the Book of Boba Fett. He's the guy who's the, I don't know what you call him, but the guy who modifies people in Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's one of the mods. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's Thunder. And you know the...
Like, wait, the one that does the like goofy ass spin move when he shoots his gun?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you've
like the only black guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And you probably have heard his one song, "Them Changes." It's that bop 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 bop, that TikTok trend.
Okay. Yeah, I probably heard
that. That's Thunder. Oh, so good.
All right, I'm gonna do "I'm Gonna Be" by the Proclaimers.
I'm gonna be the
I'm gonna be the best. Landslide, Fleetwood Mac. Stones Under Rushing Water by Need to Breathe.
I knew one of those songs.
I knew.
Was it Landslide?
Songs.
Yeah.
In the landslide. Thank you.
I'm gonna be the man who makes that you. And I will walk 500 miles, and I will walk 500 more
just to be the man.
Is that the song that you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I know that song.
It's actually called "I'm Gonna Be."
It's "I'm Gonna Be 500 miles." Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 500.
I'm gonna be 500 miles.
I'm gonna be 500 miles.
I'm gonna be.
Just stretches out.
It's in the comments. I'm gonna be 500 miles.
Fucking, it's almost my birthday, Miles. Why didn't you remember?
Not 498, not 501, 500. God fucking damn it, Miles. Anyway, Landon, you had a Kevin story before we started. I would like to hear it.
Oh, yes, yes. So the Schlatt bit where he asks everyone, you know, would you rather have unlimited bacon but no games or unlimited games but no games? Mm-hmm. I asked that to my dad, and he's playing Call of Duty, and he's like, I bought him a pair of headphones, and he's like, what?
Like any of us, when like our parents like walk in to try to talk to us, like, what?
That's exactly, yeah, he ripped them off. He's like, what'd you ask me? I was like, would you rather have unlimited bacon but no games or unlimited games but no games? Oh, and he was like, well, unlimited bacon but no games. That's easy. And I'm like, well, Dad.
But you could have unlimited games.
Yeah, but you could have unlimited games with no games.
But no
like,
games.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, he was like, is Call of Duty included in those games? I'm like, well, yes.
Yeah, it's unlimited games.
I was like, then yes, that would be unlimited games. But you would have no games. He's like, well, I could live without bacon. And I'm like...
Like, he's not quite getting
He's not comprehending
it. He's so close, but he's just not there.
No games technically mean that you just don't own any of the games?
Yes, but you would have unlimited games.
Yeah, so but I no games. Pick that.
What?
You just don't own the games. The games still exist.
Well, no, you would have unlimited games, though.
Yeah.
But no games.
Yeah, but you would have
no
games.
You don't own them. Yeah, you just don't own them.
No, you don't own them. You just don't have them.
No, you have them, but you don't own them.
You don't have or own. You just no games. Would you bet?
Would you rather just start asking the question again?
What would you rather
run it back?
Unlimited games, but no games. It's the perfect bit.
I feel like your dad's the type, like, if you ask him that whole, like, what's heavier, a kilogram of steel or a kilogram of feathers, like, he's like, oh, obviously the steel.
Yeah. But the feathers.
But the feathers. Like he'll go back like, wait, but the feathers. It's a kilogram of them.
My dad is such an oddity among men. Because the funny thing, he has a master's in science.
I did not know that. That is the first time in my fucking, like, decades of knowing you that I've ever heard your dad is a master's in science.
Yeah, he is literally the director of hazmat training.
No, he is not.
I'm being serious.
Remember when I like started going on talking about how my grandfather was a clown? You thought I was kidding, and then I kept going. What's happening here?
Yeah, I'm being.
You're telling
serious.
Me, Kevin, the Call of Duty player, has a master's in science.
He's a master. He has a master's in science.
What the fuck?
No, and he does not.
I'm being 100% serious. I have his card somewhere. I literally, he works
he
for
has
All
a
Hazard.
Card?
He's a fucking card.
Yes, he's a director.
He's a business card.
He's a director.
He literally works for a private university, and he fucking he got Pepsi to work with us. He literally got the Pepsi contract.
He got Pepsi. God, what a fucking oddity.
Pepsi works for you?
Yeah. Huh?
Who, Pepsi works for you?
Yeah.
So it's like
we're gonna have him on. We're gonna have John Spencer, the CEO of Pepsi, on the.
Why do you know his name?
I totally just made that.
I was like, wait. Also, wasn't John Spencer just the person who did the song you just said today?
No, that's. I don't fucking know.
Isn't the CEO of Pepsi a woman?
John Spencer is an actor. Why did I Google that? Pepsi, CEO, Pepsi.
It's...
Pepsi. Will wants to know what science. What's his degree in? Like, Master's of Science in what? Is it just general science?
I think it's hazardous...
Hazardous materials.
I think so. I don't know if that's an actual thing. I don't know. He's got the plaque in his office.
Whoa.
He's got an office.
He's got an office.
He's got a fucking office. Yeah, see, like that jacket right there? You can see it?
No.
Because it's got the Windows logo on it.
Yeah, it's got the Windows logo. Here, I'll grab it.
I was like, it's cut off on the stream.
Ow. Fucking Jesus.
For our audio listeners, Landon got out of his chair, proceeded to turn around and kick the shit out of his
right
bed.
There? Why do I have that right there? What the fuck? There's just wooden...
Landon is now turned around, picking right something here. Off his floor. He just picked wood off of his floor.
What the fuck? What?
Put it on there? His bed.
And then just now they're on his bed. Bed. He puts it on his bed. He's going to go to bed and
get like, the wood the again. Fuck is there
why,
wood
this, why is this in my bed?
And if you see...
He's going to put it on the floor.
Yeah. You see that you see that little box on the chair?
Is that a Lego set?
No, that is The Office Seasons 1 through 9 Complete Box.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's The Office your dad works in.
That's The Office his dad works in.
See?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pregnancy team.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's funny too. He is the, you know, the leading director of Hazmat, and then somehow he made me. So I don't know how that. Happened.
Somehow he made me.
And plays Call of Duty.
Yeah, and he plays Call of Duty.
God, he's a fucking enigma.
Yeah. He's good. Like, he's gotten really good at Call of Duty, too. Like, that's the
no,
scary
I
don't,
like,
thing.
I was like, you and I have talked about, like, he's prestige how many fucking times in Black Ops? Like,
yeah, he has, like, golden gun, like, skin on, like, all of his loadouts. Now he's, like, level, I want to say 200. Last time I checked, 256.
Damn.
Yeah. And then he was... He's like, I'm getting kind of bored of the stoner gun. I'm like, okay, try an AK. So now he's trying every single weapon.
Oh.
So now he, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he's going to master prestige every fucking weapon in the game. That's his goal now. I'm like,
what's Kevin's opinion on needing to go through the upgrades of other guns to unlock other guns in new Call of Duty games?
What do you mean?
So like to unlock skins on like an AK or something, you need to go through do all the achievements on, like, a shotgun or something.
Oh, he doesn't...
He doesn't play the new ones?
He doesn't know what the fuck achievement is.
Oh, okay.
he plays Cold War. That's the one he's on
oh,
right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's addicted to that one, but he refuses to play anything else because I legit had to be like, Dad, you're buying a new Call of Duty.
Because buying a new Call of Duty.
Because he's been playing Black Ops. I literally had to lie to him saying that they're shutting the servers down.
Oh
wait till
my
he,
God.
Wait till like you find out your dad actually watches our podcast. Like that motherfucker.
That motherfucker.
That little bitch.
That son of a bitch.
That son of a bitch.
That son of a bitch. Anyways.
Anyways.
Maggie, what is your favorite ice cream?
I love coffee ice cream.
Invalid. That's
wrong.
Just wrong.
No, you don't.
Butter crunch.
Butter crunch?
Butter crunch.
Sounds like a slur.
Yeah. I would not say that.
It's like...
X-nay on the butter crunch nay.
No, it's like...
That is not how you speak pig Latin.
I don't... I'm sorry.
Please, to our pig Latin listeners, show some goddamn respect. Anyway, Maggie, continue.
Such an outdated term. Butter crunch.
Stop.
It's like butter pecan. It's got the same like ice cream base.
Why don't you just say that? What the fuck is butter crunch?
Because it doesn't have pecans in it, so it's not butter pecan. It's butter crunch.
Then what's crunching butter?
The crunch.
Crunch.
I don't know. It's got a crunch.
This little crunch part.
You really shouldn't eat it.
Little coffee pieces.
Toffee or coffee?
Toffee.
Then why don't you just say fucking toffee, not fucking
because
butter
it's not,
crunch?
Because it's not
it's
toffee.
Not toffee. It's butter crunch.
It's coffee. Sorry.
Butter crunch is its own thing. It's butter toffee. Butter
no, that's
crunch.
You were literally Googling pictures of cats right now. Caught red-handed.
Not true. I don't need to Google.
No, not true. Not true at all. Exit. Where's the exit?
Where's the exit button?
No, Friendly's Butter Crunch Ice Cream, top tier, number one.
You're
so
saying so many words. Wait, do you guys have Friendly's?
Wait, you guys all have Friendly's?
Friendly's. I think there's still one in Waterbury.
We have to go.
Legit. We can go to Friendly's, guys.
So Landon and I were in the same like youth theater troupe. And it was called Youth Theater. Theater of the Youth. And so whenever we had plays and musicals, our first night all the cast and crew would go to Friendly's the first night after the show. And then our Friendly's shut down. They just went out of business, and so we couldn't do that
anymore. I think we still have one open in like the entire state. Let me look.
We are gonna give that Friendly's so much fucking business. Let's call up everyone that was in youth theater right now. They're coming to Connecticut with us.
There's one. There's a couple. There's one in North Haven, Plainville, Avon.
The best one. There's one in around the Waterbury area. Oh, it's Naugatuck. Is that one still open? Yeah, this one's still open. We can go to that one. That's like 20 minutes away.
Let's fucking go. I'm gonna order the fucking Shirley Temple, and I'm gonna nut. And then we're gonna get on the table. Yeah, we're gonna dance on top of the table like a bunch of froglets. Remember that?
I do remember that. God, we gotta find that picture. Lane and I were frogs in the production of Honk. We were froglets. We were baby frogs.
We wore
green tights, skin tight tights, and we did a kick line.
And we don't also forget we had swimming flippers too.
We had fucking diving flippers on.
Yeah.
God, were you a duck too, right? With me,
I had five roles in that fucking play. I was the father goose. I was a photographer. I was a froglet. I was just a background character.
Okay, Barbie.
What can I say? I really like to branch out. I had to wear five uniforms, five different fucking uniforms, all at the same time.
During that show, I only had two roles. I had duck and frog. During that fucking show, though.
Duck and frog.
One of the other ducklings. I was like super fucking sick during that show, so I would just cough so much. One of the fucking ducklings, every time I would just start coughing, she'd just walk up to me. No matter where like she was and where I was, she'd just walk up to me. Die if you must. Thanks. Thank you.
Who was that?
Grace, I think her name was.
Foster? Vince?
No, not her.
No.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
She was a little bit younger than us at the time.
Okay. Die if you must.
Die if you must. Like, that stuck with me.
Jesus.
Also, I don't know if you remember. Maybe it wasn't with you. Maybe it was with the other Landon. But, like, I had a super old...
The other Landon.
Yeah, there was another Landon. We do not like him.
Yeah, he was, like, my best friend. Then we almost got into a fist fight at prom.
I remember that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, like, I had an old fucking flip phone, but it, like, accepted voice commands. And I, like, at one point I was, like, I told my phone. This was in a church, too. Like, this...
Yeah.
All of our practices and performances took place in a church. I told my phone, like, one of the voice commands was just, like, kill yourself. My phone would just shut off. And it was, like, the funniest fucking thing to me.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking awesome. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, like, I feel I got super excited and showed that to you.
I don't know if you remember this. What I used to do was I would make, like, ringtones for people. Because on old phones, you can record, ringtones. And I had a classic one, the iconic Landon bit, where it was called Monkey Sex.
Why?
It was called what?
Monkey Sex. Where I would just take a book or like a thick binder, and I would just smack it, and I would just like make monkey sounds. Like, and legit, I'm being not kidding. I'm in middle school, and I would go to the high school, and people would pay me like $5. I made like $30 that year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just yeah.
Making monkey sex.
Making monkey sex.
Making monkey sex. I'm the monkey sex maker. What can I say?
I'm the monkey sex guy.
That's me. I got like a bat. Be like, I heard you was plagiarizing some monkey sex sounds.
I heard you was ooh-ah-ah and beating on a book.
Just to get one thing straight. This is my town, okay?
This is my territory. Jesus.
Nobody else does the monkey sex.
No one does the monkey sex but me. I do the monkey sex best, okay?
Do you still have those videos on your YouTube channel? Those two recordings?
Let me look. I might.
Because, like, there was one show. No. Not of monkey sex. It was like Landon.
Yeah, the monkey sex video. Yeah.
Recording me and then, like, another friend of ours.
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew. And it was, like, it's just the weirdest thing.
I found it.
We weren't even fucking talking about anything, really.
Oh, that's my voice?
Yeah.
And Trey, you were so small.
I was so small. Like, just short and, like, skinny.
Yeah. I found it.
Well, yeah, I totally remember these memories, too.
Yeah, sorry. Don't mean to exclude you here.
Yeah, invite me onto your podcast and then talk about your middle school life.
Hey, we just needed the diversity hire here.
I know.
Yeah, woman.
Maggie, what are your middle school memories?
Did you do anything like monkey sex related?
No.
I don't think you can ask anyone that, actually. In any context.
Any monkey sex recently?
No, I was very tame and quiet in middle school. Actually, middle school was when I went through my RAR, I love you, it means...
Let's
RAR means
go.
I love you in dinosaur thing.
Scene shit? Were you into the scene?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you have, like, the crimped, like, hair?
No, because I have curly hair, so I didn't need crimp. Yeah. I also was not allowed to straighten my hair. Unless, like, it was a special occasion.
Like also, those crimping machines, I swear, if you plugged it in for too long, that shit would start a house fire. God.
Well, yeah, it's an iron.
It's an iron, yeah.
I'm saying a little bit more than what an actual iron would, you know what I'm saying?
No,
it was literally just
it's
like...
the exact same.
Yeah.
It just has, like, waves in it.
The crimps I've seen, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's like you take it and you would go down the hair and you chink, chink, chink.
Yeah, you don't do that with an iron.
Yes, with an iron you take it and you just go straight
down
the hair.
You go straight
it's
down.
The exact,
these ones,
yeah.
you
the
do
exact
this.
Same. It is
it's not
the
exact
same
thing.
It is the exact
not
same.
Not the exact
way.
Same.
Trust me, I had a hair iron.
Trust me, I have four fucking sisters and a mom who lived in the 80s.
I am the girl!
I am... surrounded by women, okay?
So was I! I was the girl. I had an older sister and I have a mom!
Excellent!
I had the device to straighten my hair and crimp my hair. It was one thing and
anyways,
it had a changeable
what
plate.
I'm saying, the one that my sisters had, that shit, if it literally looked like if you breathed on it, it would explode. That's what I'm trying to say. It was literally this one right the fuck here. I will literally put in the streaming BC. If you look at this, you'd be like, yeah, that can literally burn down an entire forest in southern Australia.
Dude, that's literally what they all look like.
No, they don't. That's what they the fuck look like.
Yes, that is what they all look like.
No, modern ones look like toasters.
No, they don't.
Yes, I'm looking at what...
They look exactly like that.
No!
They just look more sleek.
Yeah, like a toaster.
This is the exact same thing.
Like a
toaster.
Look at it. I won't give you toaster. I'll give you waffle iron.
Waffle iron. Thank you. That's a better one.
It looks exactly the same. They
yeah,
just
but
have
no,
more.
Yeah, but it's also much safer, much more regulated. The
Are
fucking,
you sure about that?
The 80s one, legit, if you were to fucking use it once, your entire family tree would literally burn up. You would not be able to feel anything below your fucking waistline.
I've never been able to feel anything.
Let's talk about that.
Let's discuss that for a moment.
Is this more like a mental can't feel anything, or more like a physical, like you legit, like you have no nerve endings?
It was a hee hee hoo hoo.
This is not a great hee hee hoo hoo.
You're paying. You're paying for this. You know that, right?
I thought this was a podcast. Am I in therapy right now?
You're paying. Yeah, yeah. This is that one podcast.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
That's what this what this fucking Discord is for. It's literally just.
No, the yes, fuck it is not.
Yes, it is. Amazing. Fucking just beautiful work of therapy.
At best, it's exposure therapy because you're being exposed to us at all hours of the day.
Yeah.
We give you more trauma. Being exposed to the gay.
Think of wonderful helps of therapy, including the iconic line from, who is that? That's from Oak. Look at that N-word over there.
I don't think you can say
that.
I don't.
I didn't say it. Oak said it. And Oak, he can't say it. Is Oak here?
It's gonna be a minute.
Landon, arguing with a woman about woman things as well. Oak said he's mansplaining again. Trey, talking about
I'm not mansplaining, I'm just explaining.
Should we bring your ex on to explain?
Oh!
Don't bring her into this.
Don't bring her into this. I would never do that to you, King.
Thanks, pal. Yeah, let's just call her, like, middle school.
You got a Landon?
A what?
From Oak.
From Oak.
He cannot. You can't
say it. I did say it.
You said a sentence, though.
I did say a sentence.
You're not allowed to say the sentence.
I'm allowed to say a sentence. I'm not allowed to say words.
You said no.
I'm a white man with privilege. I'm allowed to say
it's got you there. I don't know.
As opposed to a white man without privilege?
Yes. There's no such thing.
All right, we're gonna play the game of who said what in the Hall of Idiots.
Ooh. It's been a bit since we've done this.
Yeah, we haven't done it with Maggie yet either, so. All right. Who
and Oak, I almost called you Joel because
yeah.
Joel. I didn't say the word.
Oh my god.
Jared.
It's Jared.
Oh my god, Jared.
Jared, I didn't say it. I promise.
It was me. I said it. All right. Trade so we've got, there's a piss limit that we have, and I think we've exceeded it.
You.
That sounds like you.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the right. Trade line.
That was all three of us.
To clarify, we played this game before. What we're doing is we're taking all the iconic quotes from our Discord.
So, yeah, if you're in our Discord, we have a channel called The Hall of Idiots where we just frequently post different quotes. And if you're not in our Discord, the link is in. All right. I want to get electrocuted by my penis.
Landon.
That's not me. That's... Feeling Oak or Jared?
Oh, are we including everyone?
This is everyone's, not just ours, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or that could be Will. He's a bit of a freak.
He is a bit of a freak. Oak.
Final guess, Oak?
I'm going to guess Oak.
It is Jared.
Okay.
Fucking, I knew it. I knew it was either Oak or Jared.
All the Trey ones sound like Trey. Any of the other ones can be literally anyone
else. Yeah. So this is a twofer. We've got, I'm going to make my hole a public place, followed by, I want to go to your public hole.
I remember this.
It's two separate people. It's a conversation.
Oak and Jared. Either Oak and Jared or you and Oak.
Landon?
I feel like I'm involved. Because I feel like my hole is involved.
Have you made your hole a public place?
Yeah. How public is your hole?
Like a six?
Damn, it's pretty public. Oh wow. My God. It is my brother and Jared.
Okay, what am I thinking? Because I remember that conversation happened.
We were playing, I'm pretty sure we were playing Minecraft.
Was it? Okay, because I remember hearing that. And that sound, and that first line about the whole being a public place, that sounds like something, and then Jared be like, yeah, I'm
that
gonna
was definitely a Jared response.
Yeah, the second one is definitely Jared. Jared or Oak. Very into the homosexual. They're very into the homosexual.
Very.
They are. For not being one, they are.
Yeah. Homoerotic, more or less. I think it's more homoerotic than homosexual.
Homoerotic.
All right, so we've got...
Homoerotic.
Are you mentally stable? And then, no, I'm looking at Fortnite Princess Fish.
Balf is the second one.
That sounds like Balf.
It is Balf.
And the first one, that could be anyone.
Like that could be anyone. Yeah, it's Will and Balf.
Okay.
Very into the homosexual was my nickname in high school.
I wanted him to look in terror as my bright blue codpiece waddled towards him.
What?
That sounds like is that from D&D? Or was that from one of the board games that we played?
No. Can you repeat that, please?
I wanted him to look in terror as my bright blue cod piece waddled towards him.
Cod? Like
cod.
Cod?
Cod.
Like codfish?
COD.
Will?
It is, in fact, Will.
Yeah, that
what
makes
is a
sense.
Cod piece?
The thing that covers your dick and, like, armor.
Oh, a dick plate.
Dick plate, yeah.
Okay.
Will says that's Trey.
God, we say some dumb
We say
shit.
Some fucked up shit.
I think Trey found one.
I did find one. I was recently affected with cock, balls, and ass.
That sounds like Jared.
Maggie?
I said Landon.
It is me.
Oh my God.
I don't even... Jared fucking quoted that one. I don't remember the context for that one at all.
Will was that was
that was me?
Me?
That was you, buddy. Because you were fucking playing soldier. I remember that one.
TF2?
Soldier doesn't wear armor.
Oh yeah, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I guess I don't remember that one then.
Damn, Trey, hope that clears up for you, King.
Police can't save your asshole.
I like that one.
It's not this, Wemmy, but I want it to be Wemmy.
I could definitely hear Wemmy saying that.
Yeah.
And then her laughing about it.
Yeah. It's Jared. It's Jared. It's Jared. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Oh. Like, after the fact, I, like, thought about it, and I was like, oh, he's talking about fucking people in the ass. That's Jared.
All right, we'll do one more. Fuck. There's a lot of good ones in here.
You're just giggling to yourself.
God, why am I in here a lot? I want to find one that's not me.
You say fucked up shit, dude.
I say so much.
You say some pretty fucked up shit.
Oh, the pretty kitty in the background.
The Porsche?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
She's sleeping. Porsche? That's Porsche.
Little pushy.
I got a good one.
Okay, you go.
I'm not a furry, but
I scrolled past that one.
All that's, three of us.
That's all three of us. All three of us.
Specifically, Maggie.
That was Maggie. Yeah, that was Maggie's tweet, and then me. And then she's so hot.
She's so hot. And then right after that, I responded to that saying, "She's so hot, though."
Foxington.
And then you typed Aberk, Becker, Becker, Bark, Bark, Aberk.
Oh, we've got the... God, I miss Hiroshima.
Landon?
That's Jared.
Oh my god.
They're fucking talking about Hanamura.
Overwatch. And I miss Hiroshima.
I miss Hiroshima.
I'm going to have a level 7 autism event.
Fuck. Oh man. Is that me?
That sounds like a Trey.
That sounds like me.
That was Wemmy.
I was gonna say Trey.
Okay,
it was
me or Wemmy for sure, yeah.
Are two big autists.
Funny little boy gets no sheep.
Funny little boy gets no sheep.
Funny little boy gets no sheep.
That was me during Catan.
Yeah. Because I didn't get any fucking sheep.
You got no sheep.
Got no fucking sheep.
Yeah, but yeah, I played Catan again. That shit was fun.
Yeah. All right. You guys asked me what my favorite ice cream was. What's your favorite ice
cream? I don't eat ice cream. I'm bigger than that. I'm better than that.
Let's explore that.
I'm kidding. No, I'm a fucking glutton for ice cream. I love ice cream. My favorite would have to be cherry cheesecake from Blue Bunny. Ooh. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, and then you get some Biscoff, like cookie butter with that.
The cookie. Oh, I don't like cookie butter.
Oh, like but with the ice cream, oh, it's so good. So good.
I regret asking this question.
Yeah, no.
Legit, that is like it. Like, if I was to be electrocuted publicly for my crimes, and I was offered my final meal, it would be cherry cheesecake from Blue Bunny with some Biscoff cookie butter.
What crimes?
His crimes. Don't ask. Yeah.
Loitering.
Sentenced to death by electrocution in public for loitering. You stood in a Walmart parking lot for just a little bit too long.
Tax evasion.
Oh, God. Were you evading your taxes by loitering?
From 2013 to 2017, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Why were you doing taxes in high school?
I wasn't. I was evading them. That's my point.
I like butter pecan.
Very nice. And then, a certain location or a certain brand?
No.
Just overall?
Well, no, I will say I tend to like Dietz's more, the local ice cream shop here.
Dietz's. Mm.
Very good. And then mint chocolate chip is always a good...
mint chocolate chip, that's my second favorite.
Yeah, okay. That's a good second for me.
Some mint chocolate chip likers.
Whoa.
What the fuck did you just call us?
Whoa.
You can't just fucking say that.
On the internet, it is so popular to not like mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, to a lot of people, it tastes like a toothpaste.
Yeah, I love mint chocolate chip.
I love mint chocolate chip. I got mint chocolate chip freezer. I might just go fucking grab that after the podcast.
So you're a mint chocolate chip liker, huh?
Whoa, dude, come on.
Chocolate chip.
Wait, what?
No, but I was just very surprised.
What'd you say? What? Did you say some of my friends are made out of chocolate chip?
Some of my best friends are made out of chocolate. Holy!
Some of my best friends are mint chocolate chip.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip. So they're not made out of mint chocolate chip. No. So I was still right.
No, they're not made out of it. They just are.
They just are. They just are Mincha. Yar.
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 Alan Tudyk?
Was that a dodgeball?
Yes, that was a dodgeball reference.
Let's go! Yes. Let's go! Dude.
Let's go!
I always get Alan Tudyk confused with the uncle from Full House, the one that you said was in the beach.
Oh, you mean Jeff Daniels?
Yeah.
No, that's an alcohol. Idiot.
God, why can I never remember his name? Because it's not fucking Jeff Daniels either.
No, it's Jack Daniels. Come on.
Oh, I have no idea. I just know he's a little blonde bitch.
A little blonde bitch. Stupid blonde little fuck.
Bitch, stupid little idiot.
Blonde boys.
Fucking...
So I asked Jared and Trey too. So I guess Maggie, since you're here, I have to ask you too.
Okay.
I guess I'm obligated to ask you.
Legally yeah. obligated to now ask Maggie. Yeah.
What is your top five favorite video games and your top five favorite movies? Like, it's literally end of the world, and you can only have five games and five movies with you for the rest of your life.
All right. Top five favorite video games. I think that one would be kind of tough. I know Nier Automata's one.
Nier
Automata.
Yeah.
Nier Automata.
Hades.
These what? These nuts.
These nuts.
Up top.
Since you're here.
Some kind of rhythm game.
Guitar Hero.
No.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah. But also no. like
Yeah.
Yeah.
Project Eva Mega Mix.
You said words.
That was a flashbang of words.
Yeah.
Wow. And Picross. I love Picross.
Which one's that one?
That's the, like, painting, paint by numbers kind of thing.
Oh, is it like the Minesweeper, but with
paint drawing? Yeah.
Okay. What's your fifth?
I just said five.
Yeah, Dance Dance Revolution, and then the flashbang of words, and then pick
up. Oh, that's two? That was two separate ones? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dance Dance Revolution, because that's a movement game, and then Hatsune Miku Project Eva Mega Mix.
I got more of it on the second time, but
do you want Hatsune Miku Project?
Like the Eva words are there, but my brain is just static.
They're all English.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the problem.
There's a lot of English words. There's a lot of English words that doesn't mean it's good. It works.
When you put them all together, it just, you know, sometimes they just don't make sense.
I think you're just reading the dictionary from left to right.
Yeah. Top five movies. Ponyo, Castle of Cagliostro.
Castration? What?
Yeah.
They have a place for that? That's great.
I don't really repeatedly watch that many movies. Like, there's not that many that I would be like, oh yeah, I really love watching that and want to watch it again, other than those two. I'm not a big movie person.
See, this is why I was regretting to ask. Anyway,
wow.
Thanks. Kidding.
Thanks
kidding.
For nothing, kidding. Maggie.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you?
I said my games and my two movies.
Out of the five.
Okay, I can sit and look through movies silently.
There's no like fucking like yeah. Me and my dad, we watched fucking I don't know the. Cannibal Holocaust when I was a kid, so that just, you know, that was a big thing.
Let's talk about why Cannibal Holocaust was your go-to example,
because it would be funny if she said that.
I mean, the Ponyo, movie I remember the most from my
Castle
childhood.
Castration, Cannibal Holocaust, Paranormal Activity 4,
Toxic Avenger,
Paranormal Activity,
throw in another like
Paranormal Activity
D-list
2.
Movie.
You are welcome.
Those are my other two.
I was surprised that you didn't say Paranormal Activity.
I forget about them every once in a while. The only movie I remember like so much from my childhood is Signs. but that's because my sister terrified me with it. So it's not one of my favorites.
Okay,
but that's why Ponyo and Castle of Cagliostro are my top two, because I thought I dreamt those, because my brother showed them to me when I had a fever. Straight up thought they were both fever dreams, because no one had fucking ever awesome. Heard of them. So I was like, I made up this tiny little fish and this man that goes to a castle
and gets castrated.
That is how I felt about the show Code Lyoko for like the entirety of my childhood, until like I learned how the internet works and I could actually look up, hey, who else knows about fucking Code Lyoko? Because yeah. I swear no one I went to school with watched it. So I was like, I just knew about this secret little fucking TV show that was anime. And then, yeah, it was like anime, but then it was also 3D animated when they went to the video game world. Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, I made that up.
You made it up, and I had access to the fever dream.
Yeah, I gave you the key.
And he actually made every single post on the internet that you read.
Yeah, yeah. It was a long con, actually.
There was another one that was like that. There was another show, and it was 3D animated, and they were like a bunch of teenagers, but they had this funny little gorp thing, and they would like travel
gorp.
Gorp. Fuck. I don't even. Was it on Discovery Kids? It's like, you know, you have public access and you get certain TV shows. There's Cartoon Network and Disney Channel and Nickelodeon right next to each other. If you went a couple channels up, there was Discovery Kids.
Yeah. That's and what that like, had, Code Lyoko that, was on, I think.
And that,
I think it was Cartoon
that,
Network.
That, yeah, it's, I don't know if it was. I don't remember. But fucking.
Or like JetX, maybe.
Oh man, what? I forgot about Gen. Yeah, Gen X. Yeah.
Like it was like Gen X and 4Kids TV.
Or Gen X, yeah. Oh, but I'm pretty sure Gen X was bought by who was that? That was bought by someone.
It was Warner.
So, were you guys when you guys would like get up for school in the mornings? Were you allowed to like watch TV while you were getting ready or like eating breakfast?
That shit was on all night.
I couldn't go to sleep without TV. About the morning when you wake up.
Yeah, I was allowed to watch stuff.
Okay, what was like the show that was always on at the time that you were getting ready for school? Because for me, it was Bakugan.
Bakugan's a good answer.
Bakugan or Beyblade?
I think, yeah. So I think it was probably like depending on what I had on, it was like Yu-Gi-Oh. If you had like 4Kids TV on, or like Playhouse Disney if it was Disney Channel.
Oh, see, every morning, my mom would turn on the TV for me while I was in elementary school, and it was Bakugan or Beyblade. Yeah. Those were the only two shows that played at 9 o'clock in the morning on the weekdays.
So when I Bakugan is definitely up there for the show that I remember a lot.
I love Bakugan.
But then there was a long time where I was really into Boomerang. And I watched a lot of Boomerang when
I was in
middle school and high school.
I didn't like Boomerang when I was growing up. I didn't like the shows.
I just Boomerang.
Never got into like that. Hanna-Barbera or Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah. Yeah, that Hanna-Barbera was a big part of my childhood. Like, I watched a shit ton of Tom and Jerry.
All six shows that they had.
Tom and Jerry was the big one that I watched a lot. Looney Tunes was on there all the time. Wacky Races was a big one. Pink Panther. Yogi Bear was on every once in a while.
One that I remember seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched a lot of those weird, like, 60s and 70s kids. But, like, I had the ATT box or whatever that was called for a while. But then before that, when I would just have cable, it was legit just Hannah Montana and Courage the Cowardly Dog and Powerpuff Girls, shit like that. Fucking love Courage the Cowardly Dog was my show. That was a show that I would legit.
That scared me too fucking much when I was a kid.
That terrified me.
That has defined my entire life.
I was definitely more of a Disney Channel kid than a Cartoon Network kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I feel like I was more Disney, but it's also like Nick was really prevalent. I watched a lot of like Nick cartoons growing up.
Yeah, I really loved Dora when I was younger, so I was more of a like Dora child.
Tell me every Spanish word.
No.
Puta.
All right.
We got him. No and puta.
No, puta.
No, puta.
But yeah, I think it was mainly Disney Channel for a while, and then I like got into Cartoon Network more around like the Camp Lazlo time.
Let's go, Camp Lazlo. Yeah.
That's another one that I thought was a fever dream for the longest time.
Banger show, Camp Lazlo.
So good. So dumb, but so good.
So dumb.
That and My Gym Partner's a Monkey.
So dumb. That was another fucking fever dream show.
The one episode that sticks in my mind was when he was eating the asbestos on the walls. He would like scrape the walls. Yeah, there was an episode where he would like take his hand, I forget the monkey's name, Mike. That doesn't sound right.
I don't think that was his name.
I don't think that's right.
Mike the monkey who eats the asbestos in the ceiling. Are you okay?
Yeah, he would scrape the walls. I remember the animation, his arm would just go against the wall, and he would just like popcorn. Be like, this popcorn's really good. And then the school was like, yeah, we have an asbestos breakout or something like that. And so the whole time he's like, am I going to die?
This is real? I seen Maggie just get a nod of confirmation.
This is 100% real.
I was looking, and one of the voice actors is Tom Kenny, and it's like,
yeah, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
The monkey's name is Jake.
I was close. Fuck.
Yeah, it's
I was
Jake
so close.
The spider monkey.
Yeah, I remember he was a spider monkey.
Oh yeah, the kid's name was Adam Lyons, so he ended up at animal school.
Yep.
Because they thought he was a lion.
Yeah.
Because everybody else's last names are literally just animal names, because it's Windsor Gorilla Winston.
Landon is the one eating asbestos. Yeah, I gotta agree with Oak here. I don't know about a plot line.
Monkey.
The monkey.
I
eating
like
asbestos.
How you're like, yeah, Landon's the one eating asbestos. The monkey was Jake.
The monkey was Jake. You will put some goddamn fucking respect on his name, and he did not eat asbestos.
He did. He did fucking eat
asbestos.
He probably did.
He probably did.
I'm gonna find it. My gym partner.
That's what I, for some reason in my head, I remembered it being the monkey was the odd one out, not the kid. And I didn't like realize that until I was just reading their Wikipedia page. Or like in my head, the monkey was the adopted child of the human family.
So it's the episode. It's
big. It's, Doofenshmirtz adopted by Ocelot's energy here.
I'm on the Gym Partner's a Monkey wiki, which that's a thing. The episode is called.
Yeah, I was just on that.
It's called Guano in 60 Seconds. When Jake eats bat droppings from the ceiling, which he confuses for asbestos, Principal Pixie Frog closes the school and forces everyone to move into a large portable classroom, giving him some time to cleanse the school off of hazardous substances. That's a synopsis. Then under plot, it says, to be announced.
They won an Emmy Award?
Really? What's funny, too, is that the episodes were super short. They were only, like, 1 minute, 2 minutes long.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No! Yeah.
Is the... Oh, the way they word it is weird. They didn't... They're not saying it's... It was 22 seconds long. It was the 22nd. The way they word it was weird. I was gonna be like, that doesn't seem right.
So what? It's a regular. It's like
it's like a 15 minute.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably like 15. I don't know if it was like a situation where it's like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
A lot of shows did that around that time, and that's why they could get away with like only premiering one new 15 minute, because they do the old one and then premiere the new one within the same episode.
Yeah.
But you just get like different combinations of the episodes. So it's like, oh, look, we aired a different type. Whoa. Well, Adventure Time also did that.
I really need a...
All right, so closing remarks.
Fuck Landon.
Yeah. don't forget to check out the merch at carcrashstore.com. Still have all the currently listed things. You can get your own Gaslighting is Fun sticker. Fucking Idiosyncrasies Peter Gamer merch. Super fucking comfortable in a crewneck sweatshirt.
My other Pegert sticker somewhere over there.
But yeah, so go check that out, and be sure to check out our YouTube channel if you're not subscribed, and Spotify episodes.
Spoofy.
And Landon, you brought us in, so take us out.
Hey, yeah.
Wow.